Welcome back. All right, in this module, as I just told you in the previous video, you're going to learn all about changing your brain, the tools and tactics and tricks that can truly change your brain, change your body, and change your life. And as a starting point for all of that, I want to cut through some crap that might be bouncing around in your head. We're just going to jump in and take it head on. This is crap that's holding you back and causing you to fall into bad mental habits and patterns over and over and over again. Taking these head on right now will be really, really helpful as you continue moving through the rest of this module and the rest of this program. So let's get started with 4 tablespoons of truth. Okay, you ready? We're cutting through the crap. Number one, building mental muscle is more important than building physical muscle. See, when people think of losing weight, they instantly think of workouts and dieting. The first thought is, okay, I need to exercise and eat less and get my body in shape. And unfortunately, the last thought is, I need to get my brain in shape. So here's the simple truth that so many people miss. The body you have and the life you have comes from your action or lack of action. Let me say it a slightly different way. Your body and life is a direct result of what you do or don't do on a regular basis. And guess what determines what you do or don't do on a regular basis? Your brain. Your brain is the one thing that has the power to change everything else. Everything in your life trickles down from your brain. And the more you work to change your brain, the more mental muscle that you build, you become stronger and stronger mentally. And guess what happens then? As you build mental muscle and your brain changes, what you do changes. And when you change what you do, your body changes. And ultimately, your life changes. Once this clicks, it really becomes so clear. And it's like this huge light bulb, aha moment. I hope that's starting to happen now, even just as you watch this video and listen to this audio. I hope that you're starting to see that building mental muscle is truly more important than building physical muscle. Next up, number two, take action whether you feel like it or not. As you move through this program, you will have days when you're super motivated and you feel unstoppable. And you will also have days where you're totally not motivated and you wonder if it's even working. It's just how life is. It's that way for all of us. So I'm going to share a little secret with you. There is something that super successful people do that we need to do if we want to be successful with weight loss in our body. They take action whether they feel like it or not. So as you move through this program, you'll have weekly goals. Pretty much every week, if you stay engaged, you'll have weekly goals. And if you follow through, you'll achieve incredible success. And if you don't follow through, then you won't. So just do it. It's that simple. Your job is simply to take action on a daily basis. Take action with the specific stuff that you'll be learning as you move through this program. And then as you change your brain and build more and more and more mental muscle, like I just talked about, this will get easier and easier and easier. But it might seem challenging or just kind of odd at first because so many of us are addicted to the feeling of motivation. We're addicted to feeling motivated and we think we need motivation in order to stay on track. But motivation is just a feeling and we can't bank on our feelings. Let me say that again. Please hear it. Write it down. We can't and shouldn't bank on our feelings. Instead, we need to bank on ourselves and take action whether we feel like it or not. This one thing alone will lead you to more results than you might have ever had in the past. It is that powerful. And the really cool part is this. Sometimes taking action when you don't feel like it will lead you to feeling like it. Taking action when we're not super motivated will often make us feel just an incredible sense of determination. It will make us feel motivated. It's a can't lose, win-win type of thing. So just take action, whether you feel like it or not. Next up, number three. You cannot outwork what you eat. This is a weight loss program centered around changing your day-to-day food habits. But Corey, hold on, wait, man. I thought exercise was like super important. You're right, it is important. But there's a sad fact that most people either don't know or simply won't face. You cannot outwork what you eat. You cannot outrun your fork or your spoon. So if you have a deep-seated thought or belief that you must do killer sweat-drenched workouts in order to lose weight, it's time to get rid of that faulty belief. And it's not just me saying that. Research shows again and again that exercise alone does not work when it comes to dropping weight. Let me repeat that in case you're not paying attention. Research shows again and again that exercise alone does not work when it comes to dropping weight. Nutrition, on the other hand, is powerfully effective. I've seen hundreds of people lose loads of weight with the most basic exercise while putting major effort into changing their food habits. That's why we're focusing the majority of our energy on changing your nutrition. But let me pull out my crystal ball and predict what will happen for some of you, not everyone, but for some of you. And actually, it might be a terrible habit or pattern that some of you already have. So you're going to be moving through this program, and maybe you have a food-filled weekend, or you just eat way too much one night, and boom, then it happens. You feel guilty and shameful, and you feel like your body is full of sludge, and it feels like you've gained 10 pounds, even though you haven't, and that's not true at all. So you decide to do extra workouts to make up for it. You decide to do some really tough workout with extra cardio to try and burn off that extra food. But if we get really real, if we like deep down, you're trying to work off the guilt and shame that you felt about eating that food, not the food. This whole mentality and approach is totally screwed up. There are about 300 things wrong with it, but I'll do my best to quickly summarize the problem. It doesn't work. As I've said, you can't outwork what you eat. And when you adopt this behavior, you're ingraining the lie that you can offset crappy food habits by working yourself to death in the gym. This totally screws you up because it belittles the importance of nutrition. I mean, why should you put forth effort to be consistent when you can just do 15 extra minutes of cardio tomorrow to make up for whatever you ate? It does not work. It doesn't work that way, guys. And even worse, before you realize it, you'll be trapped in this never-ending cycle of feeling like you need to deserve your food. It's no fun, and it never leads to long-term success. Right now, if you're like, holy cow, that's so me, I've fallen into that trap before, then I highly recommend you check out the live coaching video that I've included in the resources section below this video. It's called The Deserve It Mentality, and it's all about how to break free from that, how to break free from what I just described. It's time to get rid of these beliefs. Neither is true, and they will just lead you down the wrong path again and again and again. Okay, next up, our last tablespoon of truth. Number 4, the life that you really want is found in the middle. The idea of balance, which is what you find in the middle, does not seem sexy or cutting edge or new or different or fun. The middle doesn't cause you to lose 27 pounds in 4 weeks. It doesn't cause you to have some breathtaking before and after picture. But the middle is where you can have it all. The anti-diet method in Live Life, Lose Fat program is about just that. Having it all. Losing fat while living life like you've always wanted. Losing weight while gaining life. Truly gaining life and doing all the things you want to in life, and having a great relationship with food, and not constantly stressing about your body or the scales or the food you're eating, not always beating yourself up if you have a cookie. That's what you find in the magical middle. This is not weight loss at all cost. This is not a rapid weight loss program or some stupid weight loss challenge. Let's say your goal is to lose 30 pounds. Great, I love it. But guess what? I'd rather you lose 22 pounds and never make it to your goal. But here's the really, really important stuff. Along with losing that 22 pounds, you never feel like you're on a diet. You enjoy your food more than ever. You have zero guilt or shame around what you eat. You begin to love and appreciate your body like never before, and you enjoy the crap out of your life. I'd rather you achieve all of that than achieve your goal of losing 30 pounds, because that is true success, guys. And it only happens in what I call the magical middle, when you're in balance and not trying to live at extremes. And that's what the diet industry does not teach you. And our society totally screws it up too. They totally miss on this whole idea of living in the middle. See, our society loves trying to live at extremes. You know it. Just look around. We're either totally off the wagon, as people say, eating everything in sight before we eventually go on some strict diet again, or we're on some super strict, can't go anywhere, can't do anything fun diet. This is the all or nothing mindset in action. And it is a major problem. So let me be clear. This lifestyle, this live at the extremes approach, will never bring peace of mind or long-term results or true happiness. But unfortunately, that's the way our culture and our brain works. All or nothing. On and off. The extremes, not the middle. Because even though the middle might seem boring or less challenging than the extremes, it's actually the opposite. It can be hard to learn and hard to live and hard to navigate in the middle. But here's the thing, I promise. The middle is the solution. The magical middle is the secret to the body and the life that you want. And that's what you'll learn as you move through this program. Now, this video should be wrapping up, but dun, 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 I've got a bonus for you. Bonus, tablespoon of truth, number 5. Here we go. This is a biggie. Are you ready? Your weight loss goals don't matter. Now, before you send me an email and ask for your money back, hear me out. See, we have this weird idea that setting a goal is half of getting to the goal. It's like setting the goal is the most important part of the whole process, and nothing could be further from the truth. In actuality, your goals don't matter that much. But you know what does matter? Your direction. The direction you're moving in is based on the actions you're taking or not taking on a daily basis. So the bottom line is, you set your big overall goal if you want. That's great. I want you to have a vision of where you want your body to be and where you want your life to be. You set that big overall goal and then set it aside. And here's the really important part. Start taking action. You can write your goals down, but then fold up that piece of paper and put it away so that you don't distract yourself. Yeah, I said it. Your goals can distract you. Look, I know you have some ultimate goal that you want to achieve. You want to lose a certain amount of weight. You want to fit into a certain size of jeans, have better energy, look better in a swimsuit, lower your blood sugar, whatever. All of those are great, but here's the secret. Focusing on your big goals, like constantly keeping your eye on the prize and focusing on those big goals, that can be the very thing that distracts and derails you. But we're not going to let that happen. See, here's the deal. I don't want you to focus on your big goal. I don't want you to focus on the end result. Don't focus on all of that. Instead, focus on your day-to-day execution. Focus on your weekly goals, your action items. I know it seems so wrong. It seems so backwards because we're taught to stay focused on that big goal, to keep our eye on the prize. But this is one of the biggest reasons that people will fail. Think of it this way. If you're taking a vacation and your destination is a 7-hour drive away, no one would try to look past all the red lights and intersections and left and right turns that will occur in that 7 hours. And instead, let's not pay attention to that. Instead, just stand on top of my car and do my best to squint and stay focused on the destination that is so far off. No way. That's absurd, right? Yet that's exactly what we do with our goals. Don't do it. Stop now. I promise you'll be happy you did. You want to lose 50 pounds, that's great. You want to lose 30 pounds, that's great. That's way out there in the future. Let's focus on today. Instead of keeping your eye on the prize, we're going to focus on the intersections and left and right turns that will lead you to the very prize that you want. And as I've already explained in the previous video, in this program, we set weekly goals that allows you to zone in on the specific things that will move you forward to your big overall goals. And as you're setting weekly goals and taking action day after day, you're ingraining new habits, new behaviors, and those daily behaviors are exactly what lead you to the prize you want. So just remember these four letters, BBRR. Better behaviors equal ridiculous results. Essentially, what I'm saying is that if you focus on actually doing the right things, having the better behaviors day after day, you don't need to worry about results because they will come automatically. This is an absolutely vital concept for achieving any goal. And this might be the most important part, is that better behaviors lead to results whether you're currently making progress or not. So in the future, when life is tough and you're moving through this program and maybe the scales aren't moving quite as much as you want, or you don't think your body is changing and it just doesn't seem worth the effort, please remember, BBRR, better behaviors equal ridiculous results, and I can't go wrong doing right. Say it to yourself out loud right now. I can't go wrong doing right. Then refocus on your action items. Maybe jump in the coaching group and make a quick post to get some support. And just do the next right thing. Focus all your energy on continuing with the right stuff. Continuing to ingrain new behaviors. Because better behaviors equal ridiculous results over the course of time, every time. I promise. I will see you in the next video.